This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ricardo Rodriguez Munoz. Date of birth, February the 23rd, 1962. Case ID number is 706-8936. Date of exam, March the 19th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 9/6/2023. And also from Clinica Familiar San Jose dated 8/24/23. And from iExperts Westlaco Call Center dated 8/29/23. Identifying information, this is a 62-year-old separated male with six children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, osteoarthritis, and decreased vision. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2023, where he worked at shining boots for 2 years and welding for another 15 years. During the time that he worked 10 to 12 hours per day, eight days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month while he was working as a welder. He lives in a house by himself and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, hypertension. Number three, osteoarthritis. And number four, decreased vision. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2006, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 100 pounds. The claimant has had in-organ damage of retinopathy, with right eye laser and multiple shots to both eyes, and diabetic polyneuropathy with tinglingness and prickiness of as well as numbness of his hands and feet. He denies any nephropathy or cardiovascular disease at this time. The claimant's blood glucose levels are checked once a week, and he states his last reading was 165 mg/dL. He states the lowest it's ever been is 90 mg/dL, and the highest it's ever been is 213 mg/dL. At the present time, he's on metformin 500 milligrams BID. And he does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2010, he was suffering from severe occipital headaches with dizziness and blurred vision. He denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. He is presently on losartan 50 milligrams POQD. His blood pressure at this reading was 167 over 86 and 166 over 77. The claimant states he was anxious because he could not find my office. His condition is being treated, and he appears to be fairly well controlled. Allegation number three, osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2021, he started to develop bilateral knee pain. He states he's had pain in both sides, but recently has had more pain on the left side. He was diagnosed with osteoarthritis by x-rays. He denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 2 hours, climb one flight of stairs, and bend over to pick up clothes. He is unable to squat at this time. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. His physician is Dr. Jorge Cutagata. He is presently on Tylenol 500 milligrams, 2 tablets QD, and he states that he has no assistive devices that he uses. His daily activities include watching a little TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and doing some mild exercises. The claimant does like to do a little bit of mechanic work, dancing, and also he mows the yard and does some fishing as well. Allegation number 4, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2020, he started to develop problems with his eyesight. The claimant does suffer from diabetes mellitus and hypertension. He states he was diagnosed with diabetic retinopathy. He has problems mostly with his left eye, and he does wear glasses. His night vision, as well as his peripheral vision, is poor. He has had bilateral retinal bleeds secondary to diabetic retinopathy, and states that he has blurred vision, especially of the right eye at this time, and that his left peripheral vision is poor as well. The claimant has had 8 injections into his left eye starting in January the 6th, 2023, and has had 4 injections in the right eye starting July 2020. The claimant also had right eye laser performed on July 2020, secondary to a retinal bleed. His Snellen vision is OD, uncorrected. He is able to count fingers at 15 feet distance. Pinhole is 20 over 200. OS, uncorrected, is 20 over 70. Pinhole is 20 over 70. Binocular, uncorrected, is 20 over 70. The claimant did not present with glasses. Family history. His father died at the age of 65 from diabetes mellitus complications. He had multiple amputations. His mother is alive at 92 and in his good health. Medications, metformin, 500 milligrams BID, sildenafil, 100 milligrams, 1.5 tablets prior to sex, 30 minutes before, losartan, 50 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, decreased vision, comma, history of diabetic retinopathy with diabetic bleeds, comma. Decreased hearing of both ears, but especially the right. The claimant was a welder. Osteoarthritis, comma. Non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma. Major surgery. Left middle finger tendon release with trigger finger performed in 2012. Left elbow incision and drainage performed in 2013. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant states he drinks socially. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 155 pounds, height 5 feet 4 inches, BP 167 over 86, second reading was 166 over 77, heart rate is 61 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation is 99%, BMI is 27, general. This is a 62-year-old male. who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has enormous cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal for both eyes. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have multiple missing teeth and poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. However, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is the claimant being able to count fingers at 15 feet distance. Pinhole was 20 over 200. OS uncorrected is 20 over 70. Pinhole is 20 over 70. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 70. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters, and there was a regular rate and rhythm with auscultation. There is a plus 2 murmur noted on the left sternal area, but no rubs, gallops were heard with auscultation. Could you please drop down to extremities? After the last sentence, the claimant has a trigger finger of the left middle digit, which with decreased ability to flex at the MP joint as well as at the distal IP joint. Could you drop down to neurological after the last sentence? Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1 plus bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally at 1 plus. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of his legs and hands. Mild joint swelling, erythema, and effusion, as well as deformity, was noted, especially at both knees. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper extremities, especially for the right shoulder, where the claimant has decreased range of motion of 120 for abduction and forward elevation, and decreased range of motion of both knees at 120 degrees flexion. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, especially for the hands and leg and feet area. There is mildly decreased range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 3 over 5 for the left side and plus 4 over 5 for the right. The claimant does have a middle finger flexion secondary to a trigger tendonitis. The claimant had difficulty opposing, pinching, and making a full close fist of both hands, but especially of the left side. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1 plus. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal for hands and feet. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are muscle spasms, especially of the lower extremities and the hands. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally, but especially for the left hand. X-rays of the left knee. No acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. The claimant does have some mild hearing problems, but was able to understand my conversation, and he speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the left hand and the left knee. The claimant is able to heel and toe walk, but with moderate difficulty, as well as tandem walk with some difficulty. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5 for the right side and plus 3 over 5 for the left. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show some fatigue. The claimant has limitations in his visual fields as well as in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to decreased vision, comma. Hypertension, comma, and osteoarthritis of his feet and hands, as well as of his knees. Probable diagnoses, number 1, diabetes mellitus, Type 2, non-insulin dependent, being treated with medications, appears to be fairly well controlled. Number 2, hypertension, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 166 over 77 mmHg. The claimant was nervous about not being able to find my office. I think he is fairly well controlled with the medication that he's taking at this time. Allegation number 3, osteoarthritis of the knees and hands, confirmed with physical examination. Number 4, decreased vision, confirmed with medical records and physical examination, eye chart. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ricardo Rodriguez Munoz.